Chapter 6.
There's only one way to stop William. We have to throw the painting in the river.
You're right. William will never escape from the river.
We went home quickly.
It was dark when we got home.
Mum was still upstairs. Dad wasn't in the house. We took the painting outside and put it on the back of Philip's bicycle. Then I took my bicycle and we went in the direction of the river. Suddenly, Philip said,
I can't control my bicycle.
He moved from side to side across the road. Be careful! It's dangerous! I shouted. We were very near the river. Suddenly, we heard a car behind us. It was Mum's car. Mum shouted at us from the window. She was very angry.
Stop! Stop!
We were at the river. Mum stopped the car and got out.
Give me the painting!
No, Mum, I said. We have to do this. I helped Philip take the painting off the bicycle. The painting moved violently in our hands. Mum tried to take the painting from us. The painting continued to move violently in our hands, but finally we threw it into the river. There was a big splash. We heard a horrible scream. William went down into the black water and the scream stopped. We stood next to the river and watched the water. The water moved. After a few seconds, the water was calm again. Mum put her hands over her face. Are you okay, Mum?
What's happening?
Come on, Mum. Let's go. We'll tell you everything at home.
We took our bicycles. Mum went home in the car. Mum arrived home before us. When we returned, she and Dad were in the living room.
Why did you run out of the house?
Dad asked Mum.
Where did you go?
Mum was confused.
I don't know, John,
she said.
I can't remember. I feel very strange. I think I'll make a cup of tea.
She went into the kitchen.
Can somebody tell me what's happening?
Don't worry, Dad. Everything's okay.
This family is completely crazy.